Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Where would I be? Hallelujah. We thankful and we are grateful. Praise God. This is another day that the Lord has made, and we are certainly going to be grateful. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for each and every one of you that's on the line and those that may listen later on. We just want to say thank God for his goodness. We have another exciting blog talk for you on this morning. Hallelujah. We praise God for his infinite blessings. And certainly, if you're just tuning in, I was playing So Thankful by Walter Hawkins. And certainly, that's a new song that we kind of hooked up this morning because of the fact that we just came out of Thanksgiving. Let me do my regular introductions and move on. Hallelujah. Thank God. This is Blog Talk Radio. It's November the 26th, 2022. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is November. Praise God. And we're certainly a few days out of November, and we will be going into December. I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I am the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. Certainly, we honor our co-hosts who did a fabulous job on last week, none other than evangelist Terry Rogers. Certainly, she gave an outstanding lesson, and we have another outstanding lesson for you on today. Happy belated Thanksgiving to everyone out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. I hope that you enjoyed your turkey bird on last Thursday. Praise the Lord. And certainly we thank God for his many blessings. Again, please keep Amazing Grace Ministries in your prayers as we continue to undergo some structural changes, and certainly pray for us as we are moving forward in this ministry and directed by God. And please consider giving a donation to Amazing Grace Ministries. You can send that donation to P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 606. And certainly make the checks payable to Amazing Grace Ministries. And to all of you that have supported this ministry in 2022, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Certainly, we came out of a hard month in October, but we made it. And thank God for supporting us in this ministry. To everyone that is listening out there in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you in this holiday season and in the new year to come. If you've been blessed by this talk show, please let me know. You know how to do that. You can text me. You can email me. You can call me and say, Dr. Carey, I enjoyed you, which my telephone number is 309-750-7584. And certainly those of you that listen to my co-host can text her, and she will certainly forward those messages to me. We are on the air 9 a.m. every Saturday morning, so you can tune in, and the link is http://t.com/s/12170949 to connect live. And certainly we are live now, so if you receive the message via text, all you have to do is just hit that link and you will go straight into this message without even making a phone call. So we are looking over this year, and certainly, well, we're going into the lesson now. Just want to give you a heads up. You know, Thanksgiving was Thursday, as I mentioned. So we are looking over this year and facing the eve of 2023. We, the people of God, can truly say we are blessed. We have experienced many situations, tests, and blessings. We see change everywhere. However, through it all, we can give God thanks. And that's with a capital THANKS. Thanks, that is the key to faithfulness, fruitfulness, and blessings. Thanks, an expression of our gratitude, appreciative, and as we be appreciative of daily benefits we have received. We have a word today to captivate your mind, to illuminate your heart, and to lift you to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey to greater peace, to greater hope, and closer to Jesus Christ as we celebrate the holidays and as we look to the new year 2023. The theme of November has been bringing holiday healing. Bringing holidays healing. The lesson for this last Saturday in the month of November is thankfulness, and that is the key to fruitfulness. And certainly, excuse me, it's a key to healing. It's a key to our blessings. It's a key to our mindset. And as we change our mindset, certainly we change. Hallelujah. We change our healing aptitude. Mm-hmm. So We're coming from 1 Colossians 5:18, and it reads, "Be thankful in all situations, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." Thankfulness is the key to fruitfulness. And again, I'm going to express the scripture in a different form. It says, in every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So, you know, one of the things that I think about when we look at fruitfulness, you can even put joy, because joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. And we have talked about the fruits of the Spirit in the past. And certainly we are on a journey to look at thankfulness and being thankful. Again, honoring the fact that we just came out of Thanksgiving, and certainly Thanksgiving, you know, it's a holiday with many thanks associated, but it also can be a holiday when we look at the losses that we have incurred in 2022. It is interesting that the will, and we're talking about the will, W-I-L-L, the desire, which is in us, our will, our desire, of God for our lives is to give him thanks in every situation, in every circumstances, continuously. Many times when we are faced with difficulty, we ponder in our heart, how can I be thankful, or what am I thankful for? But God says in his word, it is his will for our lives that we give him thanks at all times, even through our bad times, even as we experience the loss of a loved one, even as we experience the loss of job, as we experience the loss of time, as we go through the process of looking for God to heal us, or our mindset to change, to walk in our attitude to know that we are healed. So some of the key points that I'm going to ponder this morning that we're going to discuss is, one, thankfulness comes from the heart, a heart of gratitude. Two, thankfulness, gratitude transforms our lives. Thankfulness builds spiritual character, the perils of an unthankful attitude, problems, or when we look at peril, the pitfalls, the benefits and the fruit of thankfulness. So the key, the benefits of being thankful, and lastly, to be thankful to one another. So let's go with the first one, shall we? Thankfulness comes from the heart, a heart of gratitude. Now, God's word says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. It is because our sinful nature that we were born unthankful. So that nature inside of us. However, we can cultivate our heart to be thankful, which in turn will produce the fruits of righteousness. We train our children to say thank you. How much more is our Savior desiring of us to say thanks at all times? God's will overrides circumstances and adversity. So God's will for us is to say thank you. God's will for us is to praise him. God's will for us is to open up our mouths, even when we don't feel like it, to say thank you. And here's some scriptures that back that up. Psalms 9:1 says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. Psalms 7:17 says, I will give to the Lord the thanks due his righteousness. I will, sing praise to the name of the Lord, the Most High. Please take note and underline or circle in your mind, if you will, that will. So it's a personal thing that we're doing. I will. To have a thankful heart of gratitude, we have to submit our will and become obedient to the will of God. Mm-hmm. Number two, so let's look at thankfulness Gratitude transforms our lives. There are many processes to spiritual transformation, and thankfulness is among them. It will change your character as well as the view of your circumstances. Gratitude turns what we have into enough. So even at the table, even at the Thanksgiving table, we talk about what we are grateful for. And certainly if we have risen on this morning to see another sunshiny day, we are grateful. Don't have to have much, but the little bit becomes much when we place it into God's hands. That's Danabelle's song. Hallelujah. Grateful turns what we have into enough. Three, thankfulness builds spiritual character. It builds contentment. What is contentment? Contentment means I'm at peace even when the seas are rough. If we go back in the scripture and we look at Jesus sitting and sleeping in the hinder or down in the bottom of the ship, and the sea is raging above, and yet he in that ship just sleeping away, and the disciples are upset, but he was content. Because the Son of Man was on the ship and he knew that there was not going to be any harm to come to the ship because Jesus was on it. So that contentment knowing that Jesus is with me. So the scripture says in 1 Timothy 6 verses 6 and 8, it says, but godlessness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content, thankful. Can't bring anything in, and certainly we can't bring anything out. Thankful, another point here is thankfulness keeps us in a right relationship with God. Colossians 2 and 7, let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught and you will overflow with thankfulness. Overflow with thankfulness, overflow with gratitude. And certainly the more thankful we are, the more we can deal with the pains and the situations we are going through. Mm-hmm. One of the things that all this does, it brings a sense of happiness. You know, you can't be bitter, and that's the fourth part. You can't be bitter when you're thankful. You can't be sad when you're thankful. You can't be depressed when you're thankful. You can't be angry when you're thankful, because those feelings, when you put into practice gratefulness and praising the name of the Lord, there's something about praising God. There's something about lifting up the name of Jesus. There's something that keys into us, that inner man. Mm-hmm. That connects with God's spirit, and it turns what we're going into, what we're feeling, into gratitude. So coming down to this last point in key number three is it keeps us from harmful emotions and attitudes, and that's Colossians 3 and 15. See, and it reads, the scripture reads, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. So even in the midst of the storm, even in the midst of the trials and tribulations, we come out smelling like roses. We come out sailing peacefully on a troubled sea, when the sea and everything around us is raging, but there's peace on the inside of us. And that brings glory to the Father. That brings glory to the King, because in essence what it says, I trust in the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I believe that God is going to make a way out of me, and therefore I'm going to be grateful. So when we thank God for what he has done, then our perspectives change, our viewpoints change, our attitude change. Oh, the word says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I will open up my mouth and give him the glory. I will open up my mouth and praise him. And certainly, you praise him like you praise him. You can't praise him like Dr. Carey can praise him, because I'm getting excited now just even giving this lesson, because when I think about what he's done for me, when I think about how he's kept me, when I think about how he's brought me, when I think about the aches and the pains that I woke up this morning with, but praise God, when I come and give a lesson on this morning, oh, he's touched my body. And therefore, I just want to say thank him. I just want to bless your name. I just want to give you the glory, because there is strength in praising God. There is strength in giving God the glory. Oh, when the enemy thinks that he's counting me out, I can give God the glory. I can give God the praise. Oh, and he will move on my behalf. Hallelujah. He will show up. He will show up for me. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Number four. Oh, point number four, the perils of being, or the perils of the setbacks, or the problems, or the pitfalls of a thankful attitude. Now, we just got the benefits and how it builds character. Now, this is what happens when we're not thankful, when we unthankful. And this unthankfulness is a sin that causes us to lose God's blessing. Mm-hmm. It's a sin that causes us to lose God's blessings. Because when the word says be thankful in all things, that means everything in our lives, every situation, every problem, everything, the good and the bad. So when we're not, oh, then there's a problem, then the enemy is able to come in. So there's some key things I'm going to point out. There's four things I want to point out. One is arrogance. Mm-hmm. And that's 1 Corinthians 4:7. It reads, for who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? If then you receive it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? Meaning, everything that we got, God has given us. Everything that we got, God has given us. Everything that we have, God has given us, because God knows the plan and the purpose for our lives. He made us, and he knows every hair on our heads. He knows what we're going to do before we do it. He's given us the skills, the tongue, the wit. Everything that we have belongs to the Lord. You know, so therefore, all we must do is be grateful and thankful for what God has given me, and we can't boast. Even if we're talented enough to do whatever skill that we have, God has given it to us. Mm-hmm. To be self-centered and self-reliant. You know, Proverbs 28 and 25, you go back and read it. But we are to depend on the Lord in everything that we do, everything we say, because God wants the glory. If we get to the 300 and Gideon and all the men he had to fight, but God broke them down to 300 because God wanted the victory. God wanted him to know that it's not your skill set that will win this battle, but it's my might and my power and my authority. And an unforgiving spirit. We got to forgive, y'all. We got to forgive those that have trespassed against us. We've got to forgive. We've got to forgive, and we've got to take it to the Lord when we continue to have a problem, because it's only in the Lord's strength that we can do anything. See, we are 100% and totally dependent upon Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, why? Because that's the way God wants us. We are not to go of our own strength, because we don't know the mindset, the will set of the Lord. Our ways is not his ways. Our thoughts not his thoughts. And therefore, we are to depend on God, because God has allowed it to happen. Mm-hmm. And then to the last one is murmuring and complaining. How long shall this wicked congregation grumble against me? I have heard the grumbling of the people of Israel, which they grumble against me, Numbers 14 and 27. Sometimes, we just complain. But I want to read this one. Now, when we talk about the parable of the 10 lepers, it is a reminder of us of unthankfulness and the blessing of giving thanks. The lepers cried out to Jesus for help. They had faith in his healing power, and they obeyed at his word. However, only one returned to give God thanks, and that one alone received the blessings. The blessing. Your faith has made you whole. He not only received physical healing, he also was saved from sin. Luke 17, 12 and 19, and also Luke 7, 15. So, and let's get with the benefits, because I'm almost done, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's get with the benefits of the fruit of thankfulness. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah, Psalm 68:19. Benefits, y'all. Daily loads us with benefits, y'all. God will daily load us with benefits. He will open doors that we cannot open ourselves because we are thankful, because we wake up in the morning and say, God, I thank you. God, I worship you. God, I magnify you. Don't know what way I'm going, but in all my ways I acknowledge you, and you shall direct my path. Thank you, God, for strengthening my body. We are grateful, and because God loves us, he's going to load us with benefits. And I want you to write down, I'm going to give you an assignment before I get out of here today. Praise God. And I want you to email, not email, but text me what you have. So this is an assignment, praise the Lord, assignment for next, for next Saturday. And I hope everybody that hears this blog talk will also do this assignment as we finish up and as we begin to wrap this up, because this is, I got one more point, and that's going to be the conclusion, but benefits. So enter his gate with thanksgiving and his court with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Psalms 105, his love and faithfulness toward us is steadfast and lasts forever. Another one, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which indeed you will call into one body and be grateful. Colossians 3 and 15. Faithfulness, the fruitfulness, the peace of God, and I'm saying faithful because God wants you to know that he's faithful, but the fruitfulness, the peace of God, the joy of God, you know, joy, unspeakable joy. And then according to his divine power, he has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to the glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1 and 3, he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So we've got it, people. We've got the blessings of the Lord, which he has poured out. All we've got to do is be thankful. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of light, with whom this is no variation of the shadows due to change. James 1 and 17. Let's keep going in the word. The Lord, this is a good one. Y'all know this one, praise God. The Lord is my strength and my shield, my heart. Trust in him. I am helped. Therefore, my heart exalts and will, and with my song, I shall thank him. Psalms 28 and 7. Mm-hmm. Let me give you another one. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. And so worship God, acceptably. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Worship God acceptably with reverence, all for our God is a consuming fire. Hebrews 12, verses 28 and 29. Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. 2 Corinthians 9 and 15. Inexpressible gift. God has given us the inexpressible gift in his Son who died on the cross for us. And therefore, he's given us everything we need through Christ Jesus. And lastly, I want to talk about being thankful to one another. We also recognize and we express thanks and appreciation we receive for one another. Jesus said in his word that by this you will know them because of the love they have for one another. We are many in one body in Christ, everyone members one of another. We should encourage one another daily. We have been instructed to do good to all men, especially those of the household of faith, being fitly and joined together, supplying the needs of each other. So therefore, saints, we are to be thankful. So in conclusion, I want to give you some points, and I say that I want you to take this assignment on next week. I want you to look at what you're grateful for, what God has done for you, in spite of the things that you've gone through, in spite of the trouble, in spite of what the enemy has brought your way. Maybe some of you are struggling with employment, finance, healing, attitude, problems with your kids, problems on your job, but you face many circumstances. And certainly if we look at the fact that we have gone through COVID-19 and certainly it still plagues us, we're still wearing masks. Some don't wear masks, some do wear masks, but there are still people that are going through issues of experiencing COVID-19. Hallelujah. So in essence, we need to be grateful. We need to be prayerful and make a list and send me that list, 309-750-7584. And the points that I want you to remember is be thankful. Thankfulness transforms our lives and produces fruit, produces joy, produces thanksgiving. Thankfulness is a choice. It's a matter of deciding that we are going to be thankful. It cultivates love and compassion, praise the God. And it reminds us of how much we have. It brings contentment and peace and happiness. And certainly I just want you to list what you're thankful for. What you're thankful for, what you're grateful for, and what the Lord has done for you. And certainly I'm going to leave you with Psalms 101, 103, 1 through 5 that reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thou youth is renewed like the eagles." It has been scientifically shown that the attitude of thankfulness and gratitude helps nourish the body, the mind, and improve sleep, easing depression, boosting immune, and lower stress. So again, people, send me a text, 309-750-7584, of the things that you are grateful for and the things that you're looking for in 2023. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before your presence. We exalt you. God, fix it, God. Fix whatever situation that we're going through right now. We pray even now, God, whatever the emergency is, we pray for it right now, God. Turn it over, God. Fix it, God. You know what we have need of, and we pray right now that you'll do it in Jesus' name. God, have your way right now. Touch, deliver, set free. God, fix it, God. Do it, God, for your glory. This is our prayer, God. This is what we're asking you to do. And those out there in radio land, God, that needs a healing touch, needs deliverance, need to understand the mechanics of going to you, God, we pray for them. We pray even for everyone, God, and we pray, God, that we have a mind of thanksgiving, God. We pray, God, that you change our hearts and minds. If there's any one of us that has sinned, God, we pray, God, that you'll forgive us of our sin. This is our prayer, God, that you'll move like no other, God, that you'll have your way, God, that you'll touch right now, God, that you will deliver, God, and set free. This is our prayer. And Father God, and for those out there that don't know you and the pardon of their sins, God, I pray that they will accept you as their Lord and Savior and say these words: I confess Jesus Christ as my Savior. I ask for forgiveness of my sins. Now I am saved, and I thank God for his glory. I thank God for his move in my life. This is our prayer, God. This is our prayer. God, fix us, heal us, deliver us, God, and guide us to a better place in you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed. We will see you next month. Continue to allow the Lord to bless and keep you. And I expect those texts to come in before next Saturday of how grateful you are, how grateful you are, and the things God has done for you and the things that you want God to do. God bless. Bye-bye.